I always like to hear the new draft picks, the excitement level that they have as they find out they're taking that next step and their dreams have been realized that they are going from college to the pros. And to more, for more on that, let's go out to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, Walt Akins, cornerback from Liberty. Walt, good afternoon. Congratulations. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I'm very happy right now. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Walt. And so I guess let's start here because we know that you played at Liberty, and we'll talk a little bit about your college career in just a moment. But for the Dolphins fans that aren't very familiar with you, what is it that you bring to the table from the cornerback position that they should be excited about?
Oh, I'm a big, aggressive corner, 6'1", 205, and I can play press. I can play zone. I can pretty much do everything. I'm very versatile, and I got a passion for the game, so I hate losing, and my will to win overpowers all. And, yeah, I mean, y'all just going to get a baller. I'm coming down and ready to play right away.
Hey, we like the sound of that, Walt. Hey, I got to tell you, you're also Greg Likens here alongside Sam Madison, Keith Sims. Sam Madison, one of the best cornerbacks in Dolphins history. I'm going to give the floor to him because he's excited. A fellow cornerback is coming down here to South Florida, Sam.
Yeah, man, welcome to South Florida. And you're going to be placed up with some great guys. You know, when you're talking about learning from Brent Grimes as well as, you know, looking at the young guys, Will Davis, Jamar Taylor. But, you know, when you talk about your own little background, when you talk about the long physical aspect, jamming at the line of scrimmage, that's something that Kevin Coyle really, really likes to do with his defensive backs, to put pressure on them, because you're getting that pass rush from the outside. Now you're going to have a chance to do that and make plays. What are you going to be looking forward to playing with pass rushers? Cameron Wake, Deion Jordan, you look like at Olivier Vernon, coverage is going to be really important for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to go. You know, with a good pass rush, it makes it easy for DBs. So I just plan on coming in and learning everything Coach has to offer and take over.
Walt, I want to let you know that, first of all, go Flames. My daughter will be attending a Liberty University this fall, so I had a chance to...
Oh, tell her I said congratulations.
I will definitely. I had a chance to be up there for CFAL in March and really enjoyed my experience there. You know, tell us how, you know, everyone talked about a little character issue with you when you left Illinois. I've been telling people that Liberty is a great place and it had to change you. So tell me about your experience at Liberty and how that made you a better person and a better football player that the Dolphins will be getting now.
Oh, Liberty is one of the top Christian colleges in the nation, you know, and just going there, I kind of re-humbled myself and really focused in and honed in on perfecting my craft. You know, you have an environment where you're around a lot of good people, and I really didn't feel like I had character issues to begin with. That was my first ever trouble at Illinois and last. I just got caught up in a bad situation, something I should have been able to avoid. But, a great thing my dad told me when that whole situation happened was, what's done is done. We got to learn from, move on. And that's exactly what I did. And, I mean, ultimately, it made me a better person. And I don't regret anything that happened. I'm glad it happened because, it was an awakening. And, everything happens for a reason. And, I take it how it comes.
Walt Akins, new member of the Miami Dolphins, cornerback out of Liberty, taken it with the 125th pick of the fourth round by the Dolphins, joining us here on the Metro PCS hotline. Walt, you talked a little bit about, and just to clarify, because I know you addressed the media a little bit earlier on a conference call, there was an issue with a laptop. Can you just explain exactly what happened, just so Dolphins fans know, because I know we're trying to move past that.
Yes. I bought a laptop from a teammate, and turned out to be stolen. I got in trouble for possession of stolen property, which was a misdemeanor. But the school was really trying to set an example out of some football players because there was a lot going on at the time. And they thought it would be best if I left. And my head coach, Ron Zook, he fought for me to stay. He even appealed it. And then the coach came back. I mean, the school came back with a final decision and was like, basically, you have to leave this year. And Coach Zook wanted me to enroll in Parkland Junior College and bring me back on the next year. But after having an outstanding freshman year, I wanted to keep the ball rolling. So I asked if he could release me to Liberty, and he did so.
Got another DB, baby. I'm following him already. I'm behind him, baby. I'm following you.
Well, you're a part of the Miami Dolphin family now. We're thrilled to have you. Can't wait to get you down here.
Can't wait to have you.
Week, man.
Yeah, Walt, appreciate you explaining that.
Way to be there.
Yeah, appreciate you explaining that to us. I wanted to get into just the Dolphins' interest in you and what you had heard from them as far as throughout the process leading up to now being drafted. Did you know the Dolphins might take you today?
I didn't know. I was hoping. I had a good workout with them. I had a private workout with them. And I took a team visit a couple weeks ago. And I just fell in love with the coaches and the program and the team. I got to sit down and talk to some players. You know, we just bonded. We had a connection. So, I mean, the fact that I'm getting drafted by the Dolphins is a blessing. And I see everything worked itself out.
Hey, Walt, I always like to ask guys this who are coming and making that transition from college to the pros. Is there a current or former cornerback that you've modeled yourself after that you look up to?
Right now I like Sherman. You know, everybody's talking about Sherman, but I'm going to go into depth of why. Because he's not the most athletic corner, but in the system that he's in, he's doing what he needs to do. And, I mean, he's overcoming adversities. Like, all right, he went fifth round, you know. Fifth round, I mean, it's a good round, but at the same time, he was overlooked. And I feel like I can relate because I came from adversity with the Illinois situation, and I made a positive out of it, just like he's doing. And then on the athletic standpoint, I like Antonio Cromartie just because he's another big corner and has an amazing build. But one more from the defensive standpoint would be Mike Minner, former Panther safety, just because he played it all. You know, he played nickel, a little bit of corner, but mostly safety. And he was a specimen to watch. I grew up watching Mike Minner.
Without a doubt. Hey, Walt, appreciate you sharing the time with us, and congratulations again. We're looking forward to seeing you when you get down here to South Florida.
Put that stamp on it, Greg. DBs! That's what we do, baby.
I can't wait to be here.
Hey. That's what we do. We lock it down, baby.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best guys to know when you get down here, the member of the Miami Dolphins, come and meet Sam Madison. Not only great at what he does, but a great person. Let's, here, and he backs up all the DBs on that roster.
Most
so
definitely.
We all look forward to seeing you when we get down here. Walt, thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You just got to hit it for him one time. DBs!
There you go, Walt.
There we go. Walt Akins, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, the cornerback out of Liberty, taken in the fourth round.